Ani bonjour, colomonse, watche, tanse, sugole. And greetings, you're listening to Smoke Signals, First Nations Radio here at CHRW 94.7, radio with relevance just west of the dial. And that's on your FM dial. My name is Dan Smoke, Asanyenis of the Seneca Nation. And I come from the Kildare clan, that is my family unit. And I always acknowledge that because I was asked an interesting question from our commentary that we do for the new PL. They wanted to know why I always sign off with Dan Smoke Asanyenis. And I'd just like to offer a little explanation about that. Asanyenis is my spirit name. It's a name that was given to me in the Onondaga Longhouse on the Six Nations Reserve, which is our place of worship, our place of faith, where we do conduct our ceremonies and where we also make our, that's where our governance, political governance takes place. And the two look after each other. The governance looks after the ceremonies look after the governance. And so when the newborns come into being to begin their earth journey, we give them a name. And it's usually a name that comes from one of their ancestors, one of their ancestral relatives. And it's a name that is one of a person who has walked in a good way. And we usually honor the newborn by bequeathing to him a name that is very honorable. And so in this regard, we want to honor this newborn because we recognize them as being gifts of creation, gifts of from the spirit world, gifts that come to us as a miracle. It's the miracle of life. And so we want to acknowledge that, and we give them this name in our naming ceremony, which usually takes place in the what we call the middle of winter, the midwinter ceremony, and during the Green Corn Festival. So it is at this time that the names are given out. And it is at this time that we announce their name to the four directions, to all the families that are assembled there, to all the community members, and this name, this person will carry this name in a good way. And it's up to the community, it's up to their family members to make sure that this person is walking in a good way and looks after that name in a good way. So my name came from a great-great-uncle who was a Seneca, a member of the Seneca Nation, and he was a leader in our community. He was one of the, what we call, Loyanes. Loyane is like a chief, sachem. And this Loyane was a man who walked in a good way, helped many people, and he also was very much educated in the knowledge of the indigenous knowledge systems. And he was the one who could help people with various herbal medicines as well. So he had a great gift that the Creator blessed him with. And so when I was given that name, I didn't know anything about how important the names are, and I didn't know anything about how important it is to walk in the footsteps of our ancestors. I mean, when I was growing up, I grew up in a largely non-native agricultural community outside of the Six Nations Reserve in a place called Onondaga, outside of Brantford, Ontario. And there, I've always felt like I never fit in. I'd always felt like I did not belong. And yet, even though I made friends, I still, I tried to be like my non-native neighbors. I tried to be like a white man. And so I did not appreciate some of my cultural understandings and teachings that I was being given by my grandparents, by my mother, by my father. And so as a result, I never had any relationship with my name. It did not mean anything to me. To me, it was just like a stage pseudonym or something. But growing up, I started to realize that my cultural background, there was a lot of greatness associated with it. And I soon began to learn that some of the teachings of our faith, some of the teachings of our longhouse traditions really were something to behold when they were practiced in a good way. And I began this journey of learning and understanding and gathering the knowledge and wisdom of my from my elders about our culture. And as I began this journey, I started to soon realize, you know, just how much pride there was to having a name, just how much pride there was to having a relationship with a name and with your relatives, with nature, with the Creator, and all that, that really began to show me a new way of looking at this world. And I began to enter into this realm of reality with a greater understanding of our culture, of the teachings of our culture, and the, some of the wisdom that I learned, I soon absorbed from my elders. And so the name started to take on an important significance in my life, because I started to find out more, a little more information about who this person was, what his role in the community was, how he walked, how he was as a family member, and I started to be very proud of this name. And I remember one of my teachers just outside of London here from the Oneida settlement, just outside of London, about 25 minutes. His name is Bruce Elijah. He was telling me that the names are very important to our people. And the name that you're given, you have a responsibility to that name. And that name is a gift to you so that you will walk, your footsteps will take you and guide you to the greatness of that name. And so if you have been given a great person, a great leader's name, a person who has served his community well, served his people well, dedicated his interests to his people, then you will aspire to that. You will not even know that you're going in that direction. And this soon became apparent to me as I began to understand more and more about our cultural teachings, and I began to realize that my great great uncle's name meant in the Seneca language meant like a shooting star in flight, and so it's like the shooting star that's in flight, and the shooting star is like a great event. It's a beautiful event to witness, and usually people associate it with asking for a wish and hopefully getting their wish when they see a shooting star. But to me, it just meant that he was named after a colossal event that takes place in the sky world amongst our relatives up there in the Star Nation who tell us when it is time for us to do our ceremonies. And so I realized, how important that name was. And so I started to use it. I guess I started using it about 11 years ago. And I started to be proud of it. And I always acknowledge my name when I speak in public or when I'm asked to share, because I found out that the spirit, the world of spirit around me, the relatives all around me, that the rocks, the trees, the flowers, the plants, the medicines, they all have spirit, and I'm related to that spirit. They know me as Asanenas. They don't know me as Dan Smoke. So I always acknowledge who I am to them so that they know who I am. They know who is talking because they understand the language. They understand our language as I try to understand theirs. And so now I'm very proud of that fact that, when people ask, I have the opportunity to educate them about the importance of our names. And I'm sure that this is not just something that the Haudenosaunee people do, that's the people of the Longhouse, of which I am a member. I'm sure that all the cultures of the world all have that same understanding and that same belief, that same association with their name. Their name means something. Oftentimes when someone introduces themselves to me, I ask them, what does that name mean? Because, in their language, it means something, and it means something to them. And that's important. That's important for me to know so that I know who they are when they tell me their name. And that doesn't matter what culture they come from, what cultural background they come from. So when I give them my name, they know who I am, and they understand where I'm coming from. So I just wanted to explain that. That's a little bit of education. And right now we're going to play some music. We're going to listen to Robert Marabell, who has a new CD out that's just a fantastic CD. And we're going to listen to Pura Faye. Pura Faye is a Tuscarora songstress who is very gifted. She has a very, very beautiful voice. Okay, first we're going to listen to Robert Marabell from his Music from a Painted Cave CD. This is going to be Skinwalker's Moon. And then we're going to listen to Pura Faye from her Caution to the Wind CD. This is Progress here on Smoke Signals.